Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
January 21st is Squirrel Appreciation Day. That's all well and good, but my friend here has a question.
Hey, Rocky, how come there's no such thing as Moose Appreciation Day?
Just a little something to ponder on Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Another Democrat's jumping into the race for president in 2020. California Senator Kamala Harris making the announcement on ABC's Good Morning America.
The American people deserve to have somebody who is going to fight for them, who is going to see them, who will hear them, who will care about them, who will be concerned about their experience and put them in front of self-interest.
Senator Harris is 54 years old from Oakland, California, the daughter of immigrants from India and Jamaica. She's serving her first term in the Senate. Before that, she was California's Attorney General. At least six people have died in the snow and ice storm that's hit part of the Midwest and Northeast. One was repairing a power line in Connecticut.
The wind, the ice, was a very large tree. The tree came down and struck one of the workers that was down on the ground.
Middletown South Fire Chief Michael Hawley there. There have been hundreds of car crashes and lots of power outages. This is Fox News.
Are at the beginning of another radio broadcast with just enough time for a few moments of chit-chat. Here's Greg Budell doing his morning warm-up exercises.
Mr. Gub, 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 Gub.
And Jay Scott is raring to go.
News Talk, who's this?
Emily Hayes, how was your weekend? She must have caught that Batman marathon over on MeTV. Here's Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas, next time you go away, we want to help with the weather. Maybe you can train us.
You said Uranus.
No, I did not. Well, looks like everyone's
never
ready.
Gonna lose
Emily,
that nail.
You get the last word. And she did that without really using any words. Stand by for three men.
Yeah!
And a lady.
Rusty just sent me a message. There's a new song he's got up that we've got to play. In the meantime, at 8:05 on this Monday, we are here for you.
Oh, my God.
Let your vision, Greg, Jay, Emily, and this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Officially, the low temperature this morning was 26, and that's the number we've been projecting for quite a while. Sunshine chilly today with a high temperature barely scraping up to about 50. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 31 by this time tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, southeasterly winds take over and start to be gusty, and that transports in somewhat warmer air. Mid to upper 50s tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Chance of rain late Tuesday night. Rain likely Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the mid 60s. Then colder Thursday, upper 40s. Friday's high may only reach about 43. Sunshine chilly on Saturday. Upper 40s to near 50 for a high Saturday. And then maybe, you know, possibly some sort of mischief on Sunday. And that's as far as I'll go. Right now, mostly clear skies. We have north winds at 9 miles per hour. Temperature is 31, wind chill factor 22, 806.
That's Robert Stack with the weather.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What?
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
So I thought you said. Can I share with you my genius plan this weekend,
yes.
This past weekend, what I did? You know, I've had this major Guns and Magilla with my tub.
With your tub.
And David Fagan came out and got the drain fixed, and then a couple of days shortly thereafter, there was water showing up in the carpeting behind the bat, which is behind the bathroom wall. So, just, I was told not to use it because Rick Clark has to come out because it's apparently a plumbing issue and maybe a little bit more. So yesterday I went to Home Depot and I bought a pump. I'll fill it with water. I'll watch to see if the level lowers. And when I'm done, I will pump the water out into the backyard because bath water is good for grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got nutrients in it. Scum. So, and it worked. I drained. I mean, this is a good pump. And I want to thank, oh my God, I'll never forget myself if I can't remember his name because he was so good and a listener, too. Guy won a lot of prizes here. Started with the letter H. Oh, come on, Boodles.
Boodles.
Oh.
Like, you just, Boodles, like, you've got little Gregs in your head.
I do. Boodles of, noodles of Boodles.
Noodles of Boodles.
So, all the water, I mean, is out. I feel like I have just rebuilt the pyramids. I am starting to find a spot on the wall to frame my Nobel Prize for Engineering. And at last, until they can apply a permanent fix, I can use the thing.
You can take your bath.
And I've involved so many people in this this thing. So the water's out. It worked exactly the way I envisioned it.
You solved it. You fixed the problem.
You MacGyvered it.
And then as soon as I walked back into the bedroom, I mean, the worst yet.
Oh, no.
Wetter than ever. My carpet,
oh no,
was worse than ever. So
what is happening?
A song played in my heart. And it wasn't just that, okay, obviously I just can't use this thing no matter what I do until they can break the wall off and get, you know, and do all this stuff. So the worst part wasn't that the tub, I thought I was brilliant, and then it turned out I was not so brilliant.
Well, you took the effort, and I'm sorry to hear that it didn't.
I mean, I actually hooked up all by my big self, an electric pump, electric drain pump.
So, are you
I
back?
Get electrocuted.
You back to taking showers? Are you?
Yeah. Today, yeah. And if I want to feel like a wine cork,
just
I can use the other.
Just
want to
make sure. Yes, he did shower. Check mark.
Jay got that one. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
What are we going to do? What are we doing? What do you want to talk about?
I was just going to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wish my tub was a wrecked car. Then, you know, I could take it to him, to Donnie Turner.
And it would be fixed. Bing, bang, boom.
I call them MPB because I've been going there for over 30 years.
And they've been calling you the founder of our company. founding father of Montgomery Paint.
Do you ever go by and play the pinball
machine? No, I haven't played the machine yet. No. Want me to go wreck the car?
No.
Because I'll do it. Don't make me wreck this car. But we want to go play pinball.
I'm just waiting for the next stupid small thing to happen, you know, because that's what I've been doing. I haven't had a big wreck, knock on wood.
I was about to say, you better start knocking on something.
Yeah, knocking on wood.
No mailboxes have jumped out.
But I have developed a propensity for a little cosmetic damage recently. So, whether it's something like that, because let's face it, you can drive the car when you have a 7-foot mailbox scratch on it.
Yeah.
You can still drive it, but it doesn't look very nice. And people think less of you. Like, why would you go out in public in a car that looks like that? So, Montgomery Paint and Body to the rescue for any situation. And here's what you need to know. They have state-of-the-art equipment. They have talented people. But after the job is done, the customer is not called until that car has been thoroughly inspected by Donnie and Brandon Turner. Because what founded Montgomery Paint and Body was their refusal to play games, to do shortcuts, or any of those shenanigans that went on in that business for many years here in town. Some of you may have been victims of that kind of effort. Well, they're not going to let it happen to you. So see them on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane or call them at 27 Reckler W for Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB. It's 8:12. We got news. Have we done traffic so far this hour?
Yeah, we did.
The hour.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make sure so we don't fall behind.
I didn't realize we're already after 8 o'clock here.
8:12. And coming up, we're just going to play a Funsies edition of True the Baloney. How's that sound?
Oh. It sounds fine.
Our listeners can play along at home, and you can play with me.
The city of Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama Power customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. Well, today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Another event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. This event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $11. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
All sad, all the time. Home of the super sad workday, always only two in a row.
When your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Shelly's sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home.
'Cause everybody hurts.
And go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights. Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be. Sad FM.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay.
And Jay.
And when Rich forecasts weather such as this, mm-hmm. the chilly air mm. and such, what's the best way to warm up? What's the best way to fill your belly? Mm. With Cajun goodness, I say, a bowl of gumbo, some red beans and rice, shrimp and grits, stuff that'll stick to you, keep you warm in these cold winter months. And where can they find it, Jay?
at the Seafood Bistro. Mm.
Yes, that's correct. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where you will find the Seafood Bistro. You can also find them on the World Wide Web at theseafoodbistro.com.
HTTP. colon. Forward slash.
Yes, theseafoodbistro.com has the entire menu that you can place your order online there. And don't forget about the waiter app on your phone, because then you can get that stuff delivered to you wherever you may be, at the office or at home. So check it out, theseafoodbistro.com. And also, like and follow them on Facebook.
I don't know what was in that casserole this morning, but I think somebody's being affected because he's been
incorrigible.
That casserole was tasty as...
Yes, again, our most profound thanks from Gary Garvin from our Roundtables group.
Oh,
I went there.
Gosh, it was so good.
He wanted to... He was off today, says, I want to make you guys breakfast.
Oh, boy, y'all, so good. The clapper is responding to creaks in the headboard.
Well...
like...
Just
better stop making those creaks.
Make up your own story.
Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird.
I thought we went through all of that on TV last week.
But it's like, it's...
Don't you have to be unionized first?
I'm going to miss you guys.
And remember, from tiny cracks grow great ruptures. what is today? Just a pinhole little space is tomorrow's San Andreas fault line.
Oh, jeez. You're such a ray of sunshine.
Sad FM.
Perfect. Thanks, you saved me. I'm not saying this to make anybody sad or embarrassed. Hey, guys. Anybody feel like playing the game Truth or Baloney?
Screw off.
Then don't play.
Why can't we play?
You can play. I mean, just doesn't want to play.
Well, he can stay inside the computer.
Some people's attitude.
It's unbelievable.
He didn't get invited to the wedding either.
Y'all, I am so pumped about the ladies and their hat choices for the ceremony. Yes, it's going to be amazing. Hats strongly encouraged.
Rusty, send me that link. He's got a new song, and I've got to, I'm hoping to get it.
He's a busy bee.
It's a parody of The Letter, except it's about the letter that Trump sent Pelosi.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be very funny.
Oh, I did hear the text of that.
So, we're waiting on it. Today, this is just a test. There's a lot of things that are celebrated. For example, today, and I didn't hear any mention of this in the timeline. Let me ask, True the Baloney, today is International Sweatpants Day.
Now that
is your day.
I didn't see.
That day was created for you.
I don't think it is. I think it's baloney.
I don't.
True the Baloney.
Baloney.
Oh.
Baloney.
Truth.
Baloney.
Emily.
Winning.
Of course.
Okay, I didn't see it on my list.
International Sweatpants Day. It's also, it's really about being lazy and not giving a crap.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's the message my sweatpants send.
Look, you have to be up here two separate times during the day.
Right.
And you need to be comfortable. And sweatpants for you are comfortable.
I wear them not only because I work in a radio studio in a 180-degree universe, but I do it to prevent groin injuries.
Well, I certainly... glad we got into this.
Huh? That's Mayor Sandy Simpson.
We have said far worse on this show, and we did it on today's show, too.
Yeah.
So don't give me that face. Rich mentioned squirrel appreciation.
Yep.
Today is also granola bar day for people who think that stuff is healthy. Okay, is today or today not National Lie to Your Parents Day?
I'm going to go with baloney on that one.
Baloney.
Winning.
You're all correct. That's a made-up thing.
That's
for this
tomorrow.
Yeah, they got one shopping day left. It's not really necessary since a large percentage of us kind of And that worries me, because I remember when I'd be going through some stuff in South Florida, and I'd call my mom and dad, hey, everything's great.
Yeah.
Then the next day, my mother said, why are you on WLS for being suspended in Miami?
Gosh.
So sometimes you just can't keep it a secret. That's why it's a waste of time to lie. It always comes out, doesn't it?
Parents calling me in college saying, have you been out of town yet? I'm living in Hattiesburg. They go, I go, no. He goes, why are we getting gas receipts from Panama City?
My goodness. It's also True Confession Day, starring Rich Thomas. Today is... Or is this a January holiday? Z Day, honoring people whose names begin with the letter Z. And what day of the month do you think it was?
I don't.
Baloney.
I'm gonna say probably it's true.
I'm gonna go with true.
Winning.
It is, and guess what day it was? What day do you think makes the most sense for
Z
Day? I will give you a dollar bill out of my own wallet if you guess the date of the month of January that they celebrate Z Day.
The 7th.
The 19th.
I really don't.
January 1st.
What?
I almost said the 1st.
I did too. Why is that a Z Day?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
But if you missed it, any friends you have named Zoe and Zach are going to be very annoyed.
Zoe. Hey, Zoe. Rich. So.
Okay, Zoe. Next up on the list of this thing is Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day. Is that celebrated?
I've heard of that day. I have heard. Yes, we did do that on the timeline one day. You remember? Recently, we've done that on the timeline.
Which one?
I think you made it rain that day.
Yeah. Step in a puddle and splash your friends day. Yes, that's true.
That was on the 11th, and we were on the air that day, I think. Yes.
We did do that.
And finally, National Hold a Day.
Hold
where you have to save water by not using the bathroom.
No.
Oh, God.
No, baloney.
That's painful.
Baloney.
As goofy as some celebrities have gotten with environmental stuff. Like what's her name with the single square of toilet paper?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it just...
How do you do that?
Yeah, I'd like to know. So would every other, you know what, in America. But, oh, man. Disturbing news on national TV. It would be appropriate to try it on September 28th, which is National Drink Beer Day.
That's the day after your birthday.
And yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, we have this great moment from Rusty.
All right.
I've not heard this yet. I'm assuming it's okay for it.
He would know.
Many a person is paid with their job for that kind of thinking. Mm. But this is called a parody of the letter.
She had a ticket for an aeroplane. Gonna make a quick trip to Afghanistan. But before she even boarded, her mission got aborted. Donald wrote Nancy a letter. The money it cost wasn't hers to spend. While we were waiting for the shutdown to end, he told her just to wait, stay home, negotiate. Donald wrote Nancy a letter. Donald wrote her a letter and told her that we were gonna have to build that wall. And when she got back to work, she found all her luggage sitting out in the hall.
You son of a...
Now Nancy is back in Washington, still not getting anything done. It seems her free vacation had a very short duration, 'cause Donald wrote Nancy a letter. Yeah, Donald wrote Nancy a letter.
Attention, please. Attention. United States Air Force Airlines now loading for Afghanistan. If you'll please make your way to the concourse and, what? Check that. That plane is not boarding. That flight has been canceled. If you have any questions, just check your email.
Please clap.
The ever
rusty, rusty, rusty.
The hyperactive mind of Rusty Aldridge.
How do you turn that off?
I'm doing this at your wedding. You know this, right?
We should the three of us.
No, I'm going to I'm going to make that noise.
You do that. I'll clap.
I may be making it without any prompting. Because I'll be trying not to cry so hard that my body will make unnatural sounds.
Oh, my.
I'm all out of tears.
I'm going to get that Y sound effect on my phone, and I'll play it every now and again during the...
Do you take this...
During the service.
Do you take this woman... You take this man.
You know, I've got safeguards in place so that my stepmom can't request things like Quicksilver Messenger service at the reception.
You better have security.
I'll put safeguards in place to make sure that you guys can't do that kind of mishigas during the ceremony.
We're the three big brothers you never wanted. Yeah, Rusty's excited because he got the long clap from you. Well,
this
doesn't sound good.
Wow.
I'll come up with a better way to put that in a moment.
Oh,
in the meantime, coming up, we have the Bird Box refs from the NFL.
Oh, no.
God.
Yes. And, all kinds of fun and exciting.
Right, okay, fantastic.
But first, let me talk to you about a fantastic business, one that can pretty much take care of any Valentine issue you might have. Now, you could do like John Madden in that bed, celebrate Valentine's Day and try and build a birdhouse and, you know, maim yourself with the tools. Or you can just go to 1778 East Main in Prattville and see that wonderful group, that welcoming group at Brian Jewelry, where their expertise comes over 63 years of calming somebody coming in a panic down. It's a last minute gift purchase. Could be a birthday or something like that, too. Not just Valentine's Day. And tell us about who you're shopping for. Tell us a little bit about that person, and they can make suggestions based on their incredible inventory. For the football fan in your life, though, there's only two sides of the aisle you can be on in this state, and they have both of those aisles encased in beautiful glass with classy. That's the word that comes to mind. This is not your next to the beef jerky sticks at the convenience store kind of item. We're talking about things that are real lasting legacy gifts that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports with the one you love. You can do that too for Valentine's Day, or if you're kind of early in a relationship, something like that doesn't say commitment or make a commitment that you're really not ready to make. Either way, you win at Brian Jewelry, competitively priced merchandise. They can help you with financing, and they offer free care and cleaning on your purchase for as long as you own it. Again, BrianJewelry.com. They have a club online, and if you join it, you can save $200 on your first purchase, or save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. BrianJewelry.com.
Good morning. We're celebrating a holiday this Monday morning, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is showing that the traffic is extremely light out there this morning. No problems on the interstates. They're running at a speed limit ride. You don't have any trouble getting into Montgomery on the 31s. The boulevard is a little bit congested this morning, but nothing that's going to slow you down. We do have Haynes Ambulance making an emergency run down Ann Street to I-85 North. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Netflix introduces the first spin-off of the Bird Box, Bird Box Refs. Watch blindfolded NFL refs make critical calls at the end of the game.
Pass is incomplete, no flag.
That cost teams a trip to the Super Bowl.
But that should have been a penalty.
Bird Box Refs. Watch it today. Free download for New Orleans fans.
Sean Payton is justifiably upset.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad.
It was bad.
So New Orleans got screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. New Orleans got robbed.
That play gets called. They go to the Super Bowl.
How does this happen where they have these stunningly incompetent moments of refereeing in a sport? Was this a manipulation? Let's do what we can to get the bigger market team into the game so more people watch it?
I don't know if that's it or just plain carelessness and stupidity.
Damn.
I'm just, you know, that makes you wonder if there isn't. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
There's a time and show for that.
You know, their ratings have been down for the large part of the season, and maybe they wanted to make sure. They got a big market in L.A. and a legacy team that everybody in America pretty much hates, so to speak, with the Patriots. And Tom Brady is back. How many bowls is this for him now? It's got to be like 10?
It's 3 in a row now, but wow. It's actually his... Oh, God. Let me look up. How many Super Bowls for Tom Brady?
Oh, my God, Tom.
9!
Wow!
So basically, half of his career.
You know how many times the Browns have been there since he started?
The Browns.
Carry the one. Let's see. Subtract the... Oh, none.
Yeah, so Bill Belichick and Brady, that coach and quarterback pair... have been to the Super Bowl 9 times, more than any other coach and quarterback pair.
You know, people can get mad and upset about this stuff, but you're living history. You're watching history. Like, this is stuff that people are going to talk about.
Did you watch that the feature on Belichick and Saban and how their friendship?
They're friends.
Much they're both perfectionists and have been for years and years and years, and how they keep showing up at. In the playoffs every year?
Yeah. No, I haven't seen that.
Made him yawn.
Made him yawn? But I shall watch it.
But it leads to things like this.
Oh, look. Tom Brady and the Patriots are playing in the Super Bowl again. 3 words. Let's go Rams. This message brought to you by just about everyone in the U.S. except Boston.
Yeah, that's got to make you wonder how the people in St. Louis feel. St. Louis has been hemorrhaging citizens. Mm-hmm. It is a city that has shrunk. It used to be one of the top 10 cities in the United States in terms of total population.
Very true.
I don't even know if it's in the top 20 anymore. They had the Rams. They built a stadium to bring the Rams from L.A. to St. Louis. And as soon as that lease ran out, the Rams go running back to L.A., and now they're in the Super Bowl again. That has to be tough if you were one of those that supported the Rams.
And the Cardinals had trouble last year?
Yep. Yep. It is 8:34 on Newstalk 93.1 FM.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Here's Rich.
Oh, hi. Sunshine, chilly today with a high temperature around 50. We had an official morning low of 26 this morning. At one point, the wind chill factor was 19. So this played out the way we were looking at it even several days out. Clear, cold tonight, overnight low 31. Tomorrow, gusty southeasterly winds start to bring in somewhat milder air. We'll be in the mid to upper 50s tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Chance of rain late Tuesday night. The overnight low temperature will be late Tuesday night. We'll be in the 40s, but rain likely on Wednesday. High temperature in the middle 60s, maybe a few thunderstorms. Colder on Thursday. I think the sun eventually comes back out with a high in the upper 40s. And then really chilly air, a shot of chilly air comes in Friday and Friday night. Sunshine, chilly Saturday, but high temperature, you know, upper 40s to around 50. And then Sunday, the jury's out. There's a lot of drama, and if you want to, you'd be very interested to see the video this morning. It's on our app. It's on our website. It's all over the place. It's on Facebook. It's on Greg's Facebook as well. Just look for Rich Thomas Weather Network. Right now, north winds at 9 miles per hour, adding a little bite to the air, making that temperature of 31 feel more like a wind chill factor of 22 now at 836. And, you know, let me give you a scenario that's not wouldn't be too fun. You walk in the door, you've been away for the weekend, and the first thing you hear when you put your foot down on the carpet is squish. Wouldn't be good.
No. I think you would hear squish from beneath your feet, and then you would hear expletives out of your mouth.
You probably would, because people have, even people I know have gone through this, where they come home and their water heater in the attic has corroded, and all of a sudden they have a mess, a flooded home, because of a problem they didn't know that was lurking. Well, may I suggest a whole house plumbing inspection from our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire? Yeah, they're great, because I had one at my house, and I got a good report, and it's great peace of mind. So, you know, when I open the door, when I'm away, I don't hear squish, and I know that that's because I had it checked out. Plumbing by Lukewire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. Plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, but they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, and that's why people keep relying on Plumbing by Lukewire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
We have a weekend's worth of Morning Maroon nominees coming up.
Right,
and Rich, he's doing it this week.
What?
What are you doing?
He's doing it this week.
What?
What are you doing?
What?
Krauskin 3.0.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
We'll get into
tomorrow.
We've been waiting for this.
Can we say the word of the day, which we haven't said yet, is drizzle?
Drizzle.
Drizzle is the word of the day today.
Which is something I hate, because you can never get your windshield wipers at the right speed when it's just a weird drizzle.
Yeah. So how would people win a bobblehead if they wanted?
They would go. I'm really glad you asked that, Rich. They would go to the News Talk website. News Talk.
It's O-tay.
They would go to newstalk931.com,
mm-hmm.
And you'll see the prompt to put in the word of the day, and that mm-hmm. is drizzle. Mm-hmm. You will enter in the word. Then mm-hmm. you will put in your email mm-hmm. address, and you could be randomly selected to win a Rich Thomas and Shane Butler bobblehead. Now, if you're like our good friend Randall, who's bobbled the heads too long and had to glue them back on.
Yeah. Well, he glued one of them up.
He only glued your head back on. But if you need a brand new one, or you haven't gotten yours yet, make sure you go slug in drizzle at newstalk931.com.
You can tap Shane's head, and he'll tell you whether it's going to snow on Sunday or not.
What?
Tap his head.
Huh?
And he'll give you
You said the S word.
I did. Now we're jinxed.
Speaking of words, the Bomb Hour's winning word is coming up.
Okay.
Thanks for reminding me. That'll be right after traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. It's been a real uneventful morning in traffic. Montgomery Skywatch showing everything still running really smooth this morning. A little bunching up at the traffic lights around the boulevard, but you won't find any delays anywhere else. The interstates are running smooth, as well as all the 31s. Enjoy your holiday. We'll see you again this afternoon. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
It's time for today's Bomb Hour's winning word.
Yeah, and that winning word winning word is Mediterranean.
Ooh.
We could make this a double contest by having you call with the word and then spelling it correctly on the air. We
want to do that. That maintenance, I can never spell.
Off the top of your head, 1 hour or 2 hours in Mediterranean?
2 hours.
Mediterranean. Oh, there's 2 hours.
To our
Mediterranean, yeah.
You're all correct.
Yes. I said it first.
Mediterranean is the only word I need.
Queen bee over here.
Sorry.
I will ask you for that word sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon.
Then you better say it first. I mean, you have to be, yeah.
If you're the ninth caller with it at 272-9228, when we ask you to call, lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the boulevard, or you can redeem it downtown in that wonderful location. Great place to get married. I know, because I did it 5 years ago on your birthday.
That's right. Fifth year anniversary is coming up.
How about that?
With the Reverend Jay Scott with the... nuptials, yeah.
Yeah. Throwing in airplane jokes.
The only ceremony that you will ever attend where you hear...
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
You did a great job, Jay.
And what was the other one? Good luck to you both. We're all counting on you.
By the end of the people were making stuff up or pulling stuff from the movie and coming up. It was a lot of fun. 8:41, we got your local news.
The city of Wetumpka is recovering after a tornado tore through the town Saturday. Almost all Alabama customers now have their power back. We know at least 25 homes were damaged or destroyed. If you'd like to volunteer with cleanup efforts, we have more info listed on our website, alabamanews.net. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day with plenty of events honoring the civil rights icon happening in the capital city. One event will honor King's wife, Coretta Scott King. Visitors can learn about her childhood in Marion and her work as a civil rights leader. This event showcases the role of women in the civil rights movement. The event is at the Freedom Rides Museum in Montgomery. Ticket prices range from $3 to $5. And Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church will hold its 44th annual birthday celebration starting at 9 o'clock this morning. This year would have been Dr. King's 90th birthday. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions, and so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event, and it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary, and there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A new study reveals that your dog can tell time. Now, you can tell time just like your dog with the new Dog Watch.
Hey, Bill, let's schedule that business meeting. How about quarter to nummy nummy eat 'em up time?
I'm busy then, Jim. How about half past zoom zoom bye-bye car?
It's a date.
The Dog Watch has a big paw and a little paw and gives you the exact time in dog time.
Hi, I'd like to make lunch reservations for four. Somewhere around Bark Bark Mailman?
No.
How about go outside and make potty pots 30? Perfect.
So whether it's belly bell rub rub o'clock or quarter past tippy tap waggy tails, your dog watch is so accurate it'll be man's newest best friend.
Limited time offer. Operator standing by from uh-oh tubby tub bathy bath a.m. until who's the bestest of all bestest good boys p.m. Order now.
That's me in the afternoon, 3 to 6.
Who's the bestest of good boys?
Wouldn't it be funny if our listeners talked to us like pets? That would be fun some morning.
Good boy.
All right, it's also Talk to Lord of Laminus time.
Uh-oh.
Jeff Mallinson had called in, and I don't know, I guess... That could be him, because we're going to do Morning Maroons. I'll let him help us judge these.
Right.
He's a man of good judgment and good character, and they got a big event going on at Georgia Floors Direct. Hey there, Jeff.
Hi.
Hey, what's happening?
Jeff, we're ready to do our Morning Maroon nominees. You want to help us judge the dumbest of the dumb?
I've got expertise in that, as I am not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Oh, you'll feel much better. The whole point of doing this is to make everybody feel better about themselves, because nobody that listens to this station could ever be this dumb.
I need that.
Let me run by the nominees. First, former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. Don't question that. And people do it every day, but who are the Morning Maroon nominees today? All right, we're going to start with a guy in Russia. It's about as far away as we ever go for one of these. Russia is in Russia, and he had been stabbed 13 times by his... wait a minute. A woman in Russia was in court last week for stabbing her boyfriend 13 times during an argument. Before her sentencing, the boyfriend asked the judge to show mercy and then propose marriage.
Oh, what? Boy.
She's being sentenced for stabbing this guy 13 times. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks. She was facing 6 years in the gulag. And then just before sentencing, he asked the judge for mercy and proposed to her.
Cuts like a knife.
I guess they won't need I think Ginsu is probably not on their registry. Number two, 29-year-old Dominic Maltzby was pulled over in... Guess what state?
Wisconsin.
Florida. Yeah. He was pulled over. He was on probation, had a suspended license, so he kind of decided I better make a run for it. He ditched his car and tried to hide from the police under a tree in a field, and it might have worked if it weren't for some crime-fighting horses.
Oh.
There were three horses in the field that did not like this guy, you know, showing up in their territory. And they came up to him, and the cops said, So they followed the horses and arrested him. And then finally, a guy, and this is shocking because it happened in New Hampshire.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
51-year-old man named Michael Duval, who was spotted driving a Chrysler 300. It's a nice car. But he was smoking crack, and apparently there was a motion that indicated to the police officers as he drove by, he was not just smoking crack, he was with a friend who was not all that visible in the passenger seat. They tried to pull him over. He sped off. His friend jumped out of the car and ran away. Cops eventually got him and arrested him on a number of charges, including DUI, possession of an illegal substance. But they never did find his special friend. And that's from the smoking gun. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
What you think?
I think the Russian.
I have to say the Russian. Get stabbed 13 times, ask for leniency and propose. But, you know, the Russians are a little out there.
They drink a lot there. That's a known fact. They are heavy drinkers. There's major vodka problems.
Maybe that was the vodka talking.
But, yeah, that could be. That could be. But usually if somebody has stabbed you 13 times, you want some distance between yourself and that person. So that's sick. I don't know if it's dumb or sick. Him or the guy with the horses. So what do you guys think? What's your vote?
I think the proposed...
Yeah, no, proposal. Stab 13? What? Why?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's the first time. Would you marry anybody that did that to you?
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon. Yeah.
Now, you yourself could feel a little silly, a little dumb, if you miss out on what's happening at Georgia Floors Direct this weekend, right now. And Jeff Mallinson, that's why he's on the phone with us, to tell us.
So, well, you know, we're an everyday low price. We have an everyday good value. But every now and then, we run a promotion that we selected Martin Luther King weekend to run this promotion. We do it just about every year, and we have store-wide discounts on Stainmaster carpet. We've got 10% off of our Stainmaster carpet. We've got 10% off of our Stanton wool collection, which is a really nice pattern carpet you can have custom area rugs made out of. You can go wall-to-wall with it. We've got tons of discounts on our hardwoods and laminates. We've got hardwood starting out, wide plank hardwood at $2.99 a square foot. Normally it's $3.79 a square foot. We've got laminate with the attached pad for $1.79 a square foot. It's normally $2.99 a square foot. We've got 65 and 55 ounce nylon carpet on sale for $1.79 a square foot. So we've got, you know, again, we are an everyday low price. We usually don't do sales. We don't like the S word. But every now and then, we have a promotion, and we mark these prices down off of our already low prices. We have a low price promise, which guarantees nobody will beat our pricing. We have guaranteed installation. We do free measurements. Matter of fact, we just got a brand-new van for the store, and our install manager, Mr. Wade Hampton, will come out measure and consult with you and help you find out what floor is best for your home.
By the way, I'll be by. I personally know an idiot who tried to fix his bathroom. And he'll be needing to replace his bedroom carpeting as soon as that issue is fixed. So I'll tell him to get over there and check out the remnants. Jeff, first of all, we appreciate your long-term support for what we do here on the station. And yes, this is an annual event, and it is the premium opportunity to get great flooring, a great installation, and of course, Jeff and his merry band of floorers will take great care of you. And you're going to call us this afternoon and remind those who are easily forgetful, right?
I am. We were going to give you a call this afternoon. This promotion is actually going to last through the 9th of February, so we put a little distance on this for those of you who are, you know, I don't know, maybe waiting for an income tax refund or something like that. Go ahead and come in and get your floors purchased. You can get the discount between now and the 9th of February. And for those who are interested, we're also running 12-month interest-free financing, which, you know, put it off till next year.
All right, man. We will talk to you again this afternoon. Jeff Mallinson, Lord of the Laminates from Georgia, Floors Direct.
Please clap.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you missed the Menthol Meredith earlier...
Love Menthol Meredith.
This morning.
It's my new favorite thing.
Her thoughts on the government shutdown coming up after this final break.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
There are things in life that no one has to know.
the websites you visit, the ex you still think about, the things you tell your pets when nobody's home, and if you have bladder control issues, you can add that to the list. Because now there's Willow. Willow is premium absorbent underwear for modern women and men. It's lightweight and disposable. Just wear and toss them. And it's discreet. Willow looks and feels like regular underwear with an inner layer that keeps you dry and secure. No crinkle sounds, no wrinkly fabric. Order from the privacy of your home and we'll ship them to you in a plain box, so no one has to know. If you struggle with incontinence, your secret's safe with Willow. Now you can try Willow for free when you go to willowfree.com. Just pay for shipping. Willow will send your first box free so you can try them before your subscription starts. But only at willowfree.com. willowfree.com. That's willowfree.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road-gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight Driver Assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everybody's griping about the government shutdown, but it don't really affect me much. Hell, I ain't worked since the 80s thanks to a slip and fall scam I pulled at Walmart. Cha-ching. Anyway, as long as they don't interrupt my bingo night or stop making my cigarettes, I couldn't give a rodent's rear end if the government don't never come back to work. Hell, I kind of wish they wouldn't come back. Then maybe, just maybe, they wouldn't put those very rude Surgeon General's warnings on my cigarettes.
Yeah.
Who in the pray tell thought that was a good idea? Look, when I'm stressed out and about ready to mow someone down on my motor scooter, the last thing I need is to bust out my cigarettes and get this warning that smoking's kind of bad for you, blah, blah, blah. If I wanted to hear the nonsense from a surgeon, then I would have seen one about this abscess years ago. So for me, this government shutdown is a government shut up, and I am all about it.
Do you think that Menthol Meredith could be a